Jim, in just a moment, Dave Dolan is going to give us a Middle East news update. But you have a history with Dave, don't you? Dating back many, many years.
Oh, I sure do, Dad. Back in 1984, when I was working here, producing radio programs for New York City, Dave was a young journalist with CBS and just breaking into the journalistic world. He didn't even have a microphone, and I loaned him a microphone. I'm not even sure I got that microphone back.
We better check into that. We need that microphone for sure. Well, we're going to talk with David Dolan about the Middle East. He is a man who has been a journalist, as Jimmy said, for many years. He knows this part of the world. How about that, David? Indeed, did you borrow that microphone from Jimmy a couple of years ago?
Well, I guess I stole it. I was having problems with the tape recorder and microphone that I had. And I had some pressing reports to get out. And your son very, very kindly said, hey, I have a spare mic. You can borrow that and use that. And I think I liked it so much I might have kept it. I'm not exactly sure about that. But just send me the bill.
And right.
I'll put it on my tab.
Hey, let me ask you. Now, that was when you were with CBS. You were the radio broadcaster from here in Israel for CBS, right?
I was indeed. And, you know, many people, young people today, and, of course, I was young in those days, as Jim noted, but many people said to me, look, we haven't heard of CBS. We know about CNN. You're not saying CNN. And I say, look, this was America's oldest news organization and came along a long time before the cable news network came onto play. But I did work with CBS for quite a few years and reported from there. And the Gulf War, many people today, Jimmy, say, hey, I recognize your face. And I say, well, you probably saw me during the 1991 Gulf War when I was reporting pretty much every day on the Scud attacks that Saddam was sending onto Israel. Of course, I was just my voice, but they had a picture of me up there, and I looked more or less the same, a little bit older, I guess.
Yes, I would say so. Both of us are. Well, folks, indeed, you understand now why we get a hold of David Dolan to give us a better understanding of Middle East news activities unfolding by the moment almost. And let's do that right now, David. Let me talk to you, first of all, about Prime Minister Netanyahu making a statement within the last 24 hours, I think it was, that Israel will not need an okay from the United States to do a preemptive attack on Iran. Sounds like he's getting ready to move ahead.
Well, you know, Jimmy, it's true that Israel is a sovereign country and that it doesn't need the approval of the United States or anybody else to take any particular action. However, having said that, you know, the United States is clearly Israel's closest supporter, and internationally for many, many years there's been problems in the past. There's been disputes between various presidents and various prime ministers. Actually, Benjamin Netanyahu and Bill Clinton, another Democratic Party president and a conservative Likud Party leader in Israel, they clashed over the withdrawal from Hebron in the late 90s. And in the end, Netanyahu bended to the will of the White House and pulled his forces out of the city of Hebron, even though there were fears that this would lead to attacks on the Jewish community around there. That's exactly what happened. And basically, he said afterwards, after he was out of office and just speaking as a private citizen, that he felt that he had erred in bowing to the United States at that time. Yitzhak Shamir, in the early 90s, and we were just talking about the Gulf War, he sat on his hands and did not respond to all those Scud attacks, basically because President George Herbert Walker Bush, the senior George Bush, had asked Israel to let the United States take the action and not get involved itself. And later he said that that had been mistaken. So, you know, it's always a big dilemma for Israeli leaders when they want to do something or want or don't want to do something, and the United States has a different view. It's always a big dilemma for them because of that strong alliance. And in this case, Bibi Netanyahu will have to decide what is in Israel's best national interest, and is President Obama going to support it or not. But I suspect that he'll take action simply because Israel's very existence is on the line here. This is not just a few scuds coming upon Israel. That was bad enough. But this is the possibility of a nuclear blast killing millions of Israelis and possibly destroying the whole state. So with that in mind, the Prime Minister of Israel will have to make his final decision, even if it might very much upset the United States.
You know, I made a similar statement on a nationwide broadcast yesterday from here in Jerusalem, saying that, indeed, this is a matter of life and death. And I think that's one of the reasons, since the prime minister's returned here, David, from the meeting there in Washington, he's been basically trying to prepare the Israeli public for something like an Iranian war. He spoke at the Knesset. He said, we're strong enough militarily to do it. So it looks like a foregone conclusion. If Iran, if they can't settle things down with the sanctions and the discussions they say they want to have, I believe the Israelis are going to go ahead with that preemptive strike. Would you say the same?
Well, again, we have Iran's leaders stating every other day that Israel will be wiped out, will be destroyed as a country, will no longer exist on the Middle East map. You know, and they, at the same time, they verbally blast the United States and attack the U.S. all the time. Of course, the Islamic regime there, their first action, as you well recall, you and I are old enough to remember it, was to attack the U.S. embassy in Tehran and to take Americans hostage. That eventually led to the election of Ronald Reagan and a bit of a change in policy there, but you know, this is a country that has risen up as in ancient days. And again, I mentioned last week that Prime Minister Netanyahu gave President Obama a present during his visit, which was the Book of Esther, the biblical book that describes ancient Persia's attempt to wipe the Jewish people off the face of the map. He was basically saying to the president, we're facing the same exact situation from the same exact country, the same spirit, I would say, is involved. And, you know, Israel's going to have to take the action that they feel is justified. But, of course, in the case of ancient Persia, God intervened through a very unlikely source, through Esther, this young, beautiful Jewish woman who became the wife of the king, and you know, in a very strange way. And maybe again we'll see deliverance for Israel in the current situation in a way that we don't expect. But if there is no sort of divine intervention or something miraculous take place, I think the Prime Minister of Israel will order his forces to strike at Iran's nuclear program before it is so dug underground that it simply cannot be stopped. And that, again, is the deadline Israel is facing. President Obama is aware of it. The world is aware of it. You know, so whatever action they take will have to be taken in light of what the facts are. And those are the facts on the ground today.
Well, and in fact, that goes along with a statement by Leon Panetta, who is the Secretary of Defense. He said there's a short window, about 3 months, April, May, and June, before they are able to put all of their development of a nuclear weapon of mass destruction underground. David, you got about a minute left. Talk to me about Hamas. This week, Prime Minister Netanyahu said Gaza is Iran because of the relationship there. Hamas and Islamic Jihad lobbing over 200 rockets into southern Israel. This is seemingly trying to soften up Israel for whatever is going to happen.
Well, and that's another fact to keep in mind here, Jimmy. It's not just threats that Iran is making against Israel. Iran has been arming these militia groups. Of course, Hezbollah, their main ally, but Hamas, also a close ally. They've been arming them with these rockets for years now, and these have been fired at Israeli cities. You know, you're over there. The Israeli school children couldn't go to school last week for several days because of this barrage of rockets. Israel had to intercept a bunch of them. Had they not intercepted them with the Iron Dome, certainly there would have been Israeli deaths from this attack. So this is a war that's already ongoing. Iran has brought it to Israel. Now Israel may take it to Iran, and that's a fair choice, I think.
So glad that David Dolan has many years of experience here in the Middle East, dating way back into the 80s and earlier when he was in Lebanon working for CBS, etc. David, thank you so much for your insight into what's happening here.
You're welcome. God bless, Jimmy.